As we begin our program this evening, I'm very happy to welcome to our program Rana Epting. She's chief of staff with the group Every Voice, that is known as formerly the Public Campaign Group. Rana, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first of all, just tell our listeners a bit about Every Voice, again, formerly known as Public Campaign.
We've had
guests from the group over the many years that you guys have been working on really important issues like public campaign financing. But, yeah, tell us about the work you're doing there.
Yeah, so at Every Voice, we advocate for game-changing solutions that change the way campaigns are funded so that we can ensure the voices of everyday people matter to candidates, to elected officials, and aren't drowned out by the wealthy 1%. So the way we do that is we advocate for policy solutions at the federal, state, and local level, solutions such as small donor public financing systems that exist in Connecticut, Maine, New York City, the newly won in Montgomery County, Maryland, and Seattle. And they allow, you know, regular folks like you and me that contribute anywhere from $5 to $100 to someone's campaign for our voice to be amplified and kind of even out the playing field a little bit so that we can matter just as much as the big contributors that write big checks. And so we've been around for 20 years, and we advance campaigns to do this all over the country.
Thanks, Rana. I received a press release last week notifying myself that 30 democracy reform groups have written a letter to presidential candidate debate moderator Lester Holt, asking him to focus questions during the upcoming debate he'll be moderating to both former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate, and Republican candidate Donald Trump, and to focus his questions on how they plan as president, if they should win office, to strengthen our democracy and address the growing cynicism within the country that where many people believe America's democratic system is broken. You can expand on that and let us know exactly who these groups are and what the goal of trying to get Mr. Lester Holt to do something a little different this time in the debate.
Yes. So for anybody who watched the primary presidential debate, you know that the moderators barely scratched the surface when it came to our presidential candidates and where they stand on one of the most important issues to the American people, which is, you know, our democracy and whether our voice matters in our elections and in our government. The only time this was raised is when candidates themselves cited it as a problem. So, you know, you've got candidate Trump saying the whole thing is rigged, and you had Bernie Sanders really saying how the wealthy 1% have an outsized voice in our democracy, and yet Hillary Clinton definitely acknowledging that there's a problem. But the moderators never press the candidates to really talk about where they stand on how they're going to restore the integrity to this system, this government that's supposed to be of, by, and for the people, but throughout the years, you know, we've gotten further and further away from that. And so the American people are, you know, we believe enough is enough. This campaign season, we really need to press the presidential candidates as we head into the general election about what are they going to do to strengthen our democratic system. And so we're calling on Lester Holt, as you mentioned. He is the first moderator of the debate. The first general election presidential debate is on September 26th, and he has the ability to decide what the issues are that the candidates will be asked about. So we're saying, first, the candidates must debate democracy. And that's the name of the campaign, First Debate Democracy. And yes, over 30 organizations, not just democracy organizations, but organizations like Sierra Club and the NAACP and the Agenda Project and Franciscan Action Network. So folks that don't just focus on democracy, but focus on other issues that matter to the American people are saying, we need our candidates to speak to this, and we need our candidates to lead, to say, this is how we're going to create a better system for all of us. And so far, the campaign, the election season has not challenged the candidates to speak to this. And we've had enough, and we need to prioritize this heading into the debates starting at the end of the month.
Rana, could you mention some of the groups that are involved in this effort, as well as just address the issue of an earlier campaign focusing on our broken democratic system and remedies to fix it? And that was part of the Democracy Spring and Democracy Awakening actions, protests, and nonviolent civil disobedience, really breaking records for people arrested in nonviolent civil disobedience at the Capitol there this past spring. And it was quite dramatic. We covered it a lot here on this program. And I think it addresses, of course, many of the same issues that you're addressing in this letter.
That's great. Yes, the Democracy Spring and Democracy Awakening movements back in the spring this year were great examples of a growing movement throughout the country where people are demanding change, or they're demanding that Congress take action to restore integrity to our democracy. And now in the presidential, we're demanding that the candidates are really held accountable on this issue. And so I think those are great examples. And part of the groups that are calling on Lester Holt to ensure the candidates debate democracy on September 26th are the same groups, not identical, but very similar groups to those that were involved in Democracy Spring and Democracy Awakening. So you've got the Alliance for Justice, Common Cause, Demand Progress, Democracy Matters, Demos, Every Voice, our organization, Free Speech for People, May Day, Move On. I can go on. But if you go to everyvoice.org/debate, you can go to the Move On petition, that Every Voice is up there, and you can sign the petition demanding that the candidates first debate democracy. We plan to be delivering these petitions to Lester Holt before the debate and before he makes his decisions on what issues he'll be asking the candidates about.
Rana Epting is our guest, chief of staff with the group Every Voice, and we're talking about an effort to get Lester Holt, the moderator, for the first presidential debate on September 26th, to focus his questions on our broken democratic system and how the candidates plan to address those issues. Rana, what do public opinion polls tell us about what Americans are thinking as regards to our democratic infrastructure, our democratic system, money in politics, the mechanics of voting, and a lot of other related issues?
Well, although this election season has been pretty partisan and people have picked sides, I would say around the issues of money in politics and our democracy, there is a fair amount of unity. So you've got about 85% of Americans, Democrats, Republicans, independents alike, believe that we need fundamental changes to our campaign finance system or to completely overhaul it. And then you've got 3/4 of Americans believing that our government is corrupt. So we definitely, the majority of, the vast majority of us agree there's a problem. The difference is when you get to the solutions. So Democrats, Republicans, it's not partisan. We all agree that Citizens United needs to be overturned. There's vast agreement and support for small donor public financing, which is a way where you can fund campaigns or really lift up the voices of regular people. 72% of Americans support small donor public financing. So it's, but then where you see the divergence is when you look at the party. So the GOP, really, when you look at, you know, the GOP presidential nominee, and when you look at the rank and file GOP leadership in Congress, that's really where you have the gridlock. They're not, no candidate in the presidential debate, in the presidential primaries on the right had any platform of how they would restore integrity to our democracy. And we know that Senator Mitch McConnell is really holding up any movement in this in the Senate and basically has told rank-and-file Republicans, you will not vote on any democracy issues, period. So you're seeing gridlock in the places where people hold power and don't want to get rid of it. But in terms of the people and folks listening to this program and your neighbors, there is broad agreement that that change is needed.
Rana, I always think about the example of our gun laws in this country as being emblematic of the gridlock in Washington and how our democratic process is deeply flawed. You have upwards of 70, 80, even 90%, I've read in some polls, of people around the country, even NRA members, who support some basic strengthening of our gun regulations. However, what we see in Congress is that the influence of the National Rifle Association, the NRA, has really stopped what most people in the country believe should happen in terms of legislating some new regulations there. Tell us a little bit about the NRA and how they've blocked things up so successfully for years, as well as other examples you can think of where there are great examples of why our system is not working.
Right. Well, that's a great question, Scott. The NRA definitely is a very powerful organization out there, and I think the gun regulation example is a good one of how in Congress, at least, we're not seeing elected officials really represent the will of the mass majority of people in the country. But it doesn't stop short of gun regulation. Look at climate change. Look at even in the 2009 healthcare debate and trying to pass healthcare. I mean, you could pick any issue, and you can definitely find an example of how our elected officials are responsive to those that contribute to their campaigns. And it's, you don't need research or data to tell you. It is human nature. If you're a candidate or an elected official and you have someone giving you a six-figure, five-figure check, you're definitely going to answer their phone call or return their phone call when they call you. You're going to meet with them for coffee. You're going to listen to their concerns. So they may not be exactly buying your vote, but they're definitely buying access, much more so than the single mom a few neighborhoods away with two jobs. Is her phone call going to get returned as equally as the big donor? Probably not. And so you're seeing our elected officials definitely being influenced by those that line their pocketbooks. And this needs to be changed. And that's one of the reasons we need to make money in politics, democracy, voting rights, all of these issues, a primary issue in the presidential debate. We can no longer have candidates that don't answer to the American people on this. They need to have a plan to restore integrity to our system.
One troubling thing, I know we're not going to get a chance to talk about it tonight, but the recent Supreme Court decision overturning the conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell for the pay-to-play schemes he was very much involved in and got convicted for, really, you know, is upsetting given that I think most people in the country are concerned about the corrupting influence of money on our politicians. But here's a case where a guy was accepting all sorts of gifts and doing favors for the guy in office, but yet our Supreme Court decided this is not corruption. It's politics as usual. So I didn't want to veer off into that too much, but what's your reaction on that one?
I mean, there are plenty of things that politicians do right now that are technically legal, but they don't pass the smell test with us sitting at home. It just doesn't sound right. It doesn't feel right. We know something's wrong. So just because a law isn't broken doesn't mean it's not okay to us. And so that's what we're talking about when we are voting for people for elected office. We need to put pressure on them to answer to us, and how are they going to restore integrity to this democracy. It's not just about how do you enforce the rules that are on the books today, but what rules are you and what system are you going to be strengthening and creating that will help ensure that people can have faith in this? I mean, we're the greatest country on earth, and we have an amazing governmental system, but it is imperfect for sure. But we need to make sure that candidates that we vote for are committed to always making it better. And so we're really encouraging everybody, you could go to everyvoice.org/debate and sign on to this petition. We need to make sure that not only our candidates are responsive to this, but we're in a situation now where we're asking our news networks, our debate moderators, to make sure that they're responsive to the issues Americans care about and ask them about the issues that Americans care about. And with 85% of us saying that we believe fundamental change is needed, you know, this definitely needs to be an issue that is debated.
What kind of answers would you like to see from the candidates if Lester Holt decides to pursue the question of a really big issue in campaign finance, and that's the vow of at least one candidate, Hillary Clinton, to overturn the Citizens United Supreme Court decision, which opened the floodgates wide to unaccountable and unlimited amounts of money flowing into election campaigns?
Right. Well, that you asked my dream question. What do I want Lester Holt to ask? What kind of answers do we want to hear? You know, they're really different on both sides of the aisle. So for Donald Trump, he's not put out a plan to address the so-called rigged system he says exists. And so we really want to know, well, how is he going to fix it? Instead of just complaining about it, what are you going to do to restore integrity to it? And so we really have no idea where he stands. We've looked throughout our records and throughout quotes in the media that he's done, and it's very, very slim in terms of what solutions he would advocate for. So we want to know where he stands. What democracy, what type of democracy does he believe in? Who is he making America great again for? Is it all of us? Is it folks that just look like him? Is it the millionaires and billionaires? We have no idea. He's never really come out on record on where he stands on the solutions. Now, on the other side, as far as Hillary Clinton, Hillary has a really robust campaign finance reform plan. You should go to her website and look at it. And in terms of the reform community, we're pretty happy with where she is on paper. We wish that she would talk about more the solutions that she's going to advocate for. We want to hear from her, how is she going to work from Congress to overturn Citizens United? What litmus test will she use to nominate Supreme Court justices? How will she work with Congress to implement small donor public financing systems at the federal level? How will she support the good work in the states that several campaigns are being run in order to change the way campaigns are financed there? And how will she ensure that voting rights is restored for millions of Americans? So it's more, with Hillary Clinton, it's more about the how is she going to implement her plan, and with Donald Trump, it's more about what, do you have a plan, and what are your values when it comes to democracy? We don't know where he stands.
Rana, before we run out of time, your group, Every Voice, has worked long and hard on putting forward legislation that ushered in public financing of elections in states and municipalities and the like. What can you tell us about legislation that you're advocating now at the federal level that would help usher in a new era in campaign finance that would take a lot of the corrupting influence of money that many people in the country are so concerned about?
Right. So there's no one silver bullet solution, but we believe that small donor public financing is an incredible game changer when it comes to the way campaigns are financed. And they create systems by which their elected officials are much more accountable to the people that they're elected to represent and not just those that give them big, giant checks. So we have a bill in the House called the Government by the People Act that we've been working to advance with the main sponsor, Congressman John Sarbanes, and Leader Nancy Pelosi. And then in the Senate, there's a very similar bill called the Fair Elections Now Act, sponsored by Senator Durbin. These two pieces of legislation would implement small donor public financing systems for the Senate and congressional seats only. So what you have to do at the state level is advance small donor public financing for state seats. And so we run state campaigns. We were successful last year in strengthening the clean election system in Maine and creating a new, different model in Seattle, Washington, and in passing a system in Montgomery County, Maryland. Other places that have really sound working systems are New York City, the state of Connecticut, and we're working on advancing a campaign in Miami-Dade, but we're coming up across a lot of opposition from people that don't like their power being put into question. But we are hopeful that we will advance and we will win the ballot measure come November.
Well, We'll have to stay in touch with you and have you back to talk about that important Miami-Dade County vote coming up. And
we would love to.
What's going on here at the the presidential election debate level too? And just recap and tell our listeners how they can take a look at this petition that would be urging Lester Holt, the moderator of the first presidential candidate debate on September 26th, to inject some of these critical issues in that first debate.
Yeah, so there are a couple things you can do. As I mentioned before, sign the online petition at everyvoice.org/debate. And then we're also doing a Twitter storm for those of you on Twitter. You can follow us at everyvoice and use the hashtag #FirstDebateDemocracy this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern. We'll be doing a whole Twitter storm to influence moderator Lester Holt and ensure that he knows how important this issue is to the American people.
And just in closing, I would say there's no issue you can think of where money in politics is not going to affect the outcome one way or the other. So whether you're interested in gun regulations, health care, the environment, climate change, there's nothing on the face of the planet that will be considered in our government that won't be affected by the money flowing in and how it's able to flow in through the cracks and crevices or through the front door. Rana, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Scott. It was a pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Rana Epting, chief of staff with the group Every Voice, formerly known as Public Campaign, talking about their effort to inject these critical issues of our failing democracy system in the first presidential election debate on September 26th.